a weatherman facing physical ailments, powered through it, and it was caught on tape, as most weathermen are, because they're on news channels.
On TV.
This is crazy. It's funny. It's probably the funniest thing, and it's hilarious at the same time. The way this guy got through this, and he's a quite robust weatherman.
Yes.
He had a little gas issue. He didn't want to interrupt
his... It's happened to everybody, okay?
Not during a weather...
No, not during then. But, you know, in inopportune times is what I'm saying.
It's amazing. That
I hold it.
Think of how many broadcasts there have been with weather people.
Yeah.
And, like, we've had YouTube for many years now, and this is the first one I've ever seen
of a weatherman breaking
wind on air.
Yeah.
And it being captured. I watched it 25 times today.
That's great.
And laughed every time.
Here's the audio of this weatherman and what he does. And this is a Florida weather guy. What he does is he just pokes his butt off screen.
Yeah, I want to know what the rationale behind that was, too.
I guess he thought that maybe they wouldn't hear it if it wasn't on camera. He obviously wasn't thinking clearly.
Yeah, clearly. He was in a panic mode. He must have been like, oh, my gosh, this is happening.
He's
no
like,
matter
man,
what.
I had that voodoo chef jambalaya, and now my body's not doing right. You know how that works,
let me tell you.
Yeah, Ryan missed live radio last night over jambalaya.
There's nothing jammed anymore.
He jammed up that toilet. Here's the audio.
Lift to get one or two of those really isolated spots out there on Saturday. Same thing for Sunday. This is through 5 p.m.
You see it in his face right now. He's like, I'm about to crap my pants.
A fairly quiet weekend. 88 Mobile, Fair Help, 88.
And now he leans his butt off the screen.
In Pensacola, Destin, at 89 degrees in Evergreen at the beach, 87.
Rewind it.
That was a juicy one, too,
dude,
boy. You could
hear it. It was fighting to get out through moisture. That's a possible underwear throwaway job right there.
And that could have been he was sweating from the ever have to poop so bad
yeah.
sweat and
yeah, yeah,
just
yeah,
yeah. leaking down your butt crack.
But you can see it in his face. Like, he wanted to laugh.
Oh,
I'd like to go back.
Why were they recording this? Like, that's so awesome.
No, the people DVRs. Recording. Yeah, the people that recorded it's on a DVR. So you're hearing the laughter from somebody in their home that recorded it. Obviously, the news channel didn't
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, people in their home were recording this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I guess it was recorded or they caught it again or something.
No, they rewound it on their DVR.
Okay.
The technology that we have nowadays on it for the last 12 years or so.
25 years.
Is you can rewind live TV now. It's pretty neat. You should get cable. It's fun.
89 degrees in Evergreen. It's a really quiet weekend. 88 Mobile, Fair Help, 88 Pensacola. Destin. 89 degrees in Evergreen. It's a beach, 87. Destin.
So faint.
Destin. 89 degrees. Destin. 89 degrees in Evergreen.
I can't breathe. If he didn't pause.
Destin at 88 and 89 degrees in Evergreen at the beach.
If he didn't pause
and
kept
that was
talking
a mistake.
And didn't lean his butt out of the shot,
nobody would have known.
Yeah.
He could have talked right over it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, he could have been like, deep rain. As he was.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go to Clark. What's up, Clark?
Hey there, guys. Y'all told me earlier in the week after my meltdown to call Dom and talk to him about my roommate stuff.
That's right, Bobby. Did you tell him about propane?
What did he say to you, Clark? Did you call in?
I sure did, and he told me just to leave it here and that the apartment people would eventually throw it out. That way it's not on me. It's them throwing it out because it's here at the apartment.
I told you he would have the absolute perfect advice for you. So you feel better now? Is a little weight lifted off your shoulders? Still say you should sell
it. I do. Yeah, I feel a lot better, too, that I'm not like the guy on the Weather Channel, losing himself there on the in the middle of his broadcast.
Here's what I would do, though. Clark, if I can give you one last piece of advice about all that stuff that your former friends left behind. And I don't know, you sound like a pretty nice guy. I'm kind of a piece of crap. But this is something I would do, and I think everybody in this room would do, except for Anna, who physically can't. Do you know the term... when you make tea, you use a tea bag, right, Anna?
Right.
Maybe take some pictures of you putting your balls on their belongings and post it on their social media and then leave it for the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. That's a real good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a final F you. There you go, buddy. You'll feel better about it.
You know.
All right, bro. Well, good job, Clark. I'm glad that you you called us, and I'm glad that you called Dom.
Clark, do you own a gun?
No, come on, Ron.
Okay, that's bad advice. Bad advice. Sorry.
All right, Clark. Take care, pal.
Yes, Yes, I do. And I have one thing about the weather guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he leaned out and everything because maybe he thought that would make it quieter. You know, like maybe he was trying to hold it in so hard. And maybe that's so just.
That's bad thinking. That's bad logic, though. Why would it matter? He could have picked up his leg, maybe, to separate the butt cheeks, you mean?
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah. He could have done that. Like, did a, like, oh, I got a little stretch of wrist.
Look
at
ha!
We've all had that new kid that's right there in the gut, and you're just like, man, I'm trying to hold this in. And then,
it's true. You ever pooped your pants in public, Clark?
I was walking through the mall, sneezed real hard, and then had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's human nature, dude. All right, well, thanks for the call, pal. I did this about 3 weeks ago. I didn't poop myself, but I hotboxed myself in the car real bad. Like, I just... And it had...
Why are you so masochistic?
It was long.
It was an emergency.
I had to go. Like, because I hold it in at the day job. I will not fart at a poker table.
Oh, but here, nobody cares. Sure.
No, do I fart in this studio?
But I have to walk through the hallway. You don't care about my well-being.
I fart in the stairwell at the poker room. So if anybody takes the stairs, you're welcome, right? I'll leave a little nugget for the night crew as I'm leaving in the afternoon. I'll go, there you go, night crew. I know Whitmore's in the night crew. Take that, Whitmore. And do that. But I let her rip in the old Kia the other day when I got in the car and I held it in. It felt like... a dumpster was in there, just like, please open this dumpster up.
It's like a Dutch oven, but like a Dutch oven yourself in a Kia. I feel like, I don't know, we need a name for this.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, so I let her rip, windows up, right? Then I went to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee in Bradenton. And I totally didn't even think about it. When I rolled the window down, it all released, and it went from my window into their window.
Oh, no.
And this girl had to be 15, working the summer job.
In the Florida heat.
Florida heat. My God. And she looked out, and I went, hi, how are you? And she was like, oh, God damn, my life choices. Can I help you?
Did
and
you
I
was, just go, yeah, that wasn't me. That was you. That's what I would have done.
No, I actually said, I think the dumpster.
Did you just fart?
I think the dumpster's overflowing in the back. I think that's what's going on here. You
young
guys,
lady.
Oh.
Did you just poop your pants? It smells like poopy, and it definitely was not me. I can tell you that much.